to the patio. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Jen. So today's episode is going to be a shorter one. It's been a crazy week so far. A long weekend.
I think for everyone.
100%. Wow. We've had some fun stuff in our personal lives that we'll share eventually. And then obviously this election. So last week when we talked about election day stress relief technique.
We didn't know it'd be election week.
Yeah. And now, I mean, election winter. Is this ever going to end? Like,
winter is coming.
Yes. What show is that?
Isn't that from Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I haven't gotten into that yet. But, I really want to get to Thanksgiving and then get on to Christmas.
Oh, I'm so excited about Christmas.
Me too. We don't need to be talking about this election anymore. Like, we have a winner, we think.
Yes.
Who knows?
We do have a winner.
So far.
Joseph Biden.
And Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president.
Very cool. So her parents are both immigrants. Her mom is from India and her dad, I believe, is Jamaica.
Yeah.
So, and I think from what I understand, hopefully I get this right, they came here in college. And I think they went to grad school where my dad went in California at Berkeley.
Oh, really?
So we'll have to, if there's any fact checkers out there, Facebook, don't mute me here for not getting it right.
No. Let us know for sure.
Yeah, so we definitely want the fact checkers. But so that's super cool. I mean, you know, my grandma last week who we talked to, her parents were immigrants. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a really exciting thing to know that you can legally come to this country and work hard and one day either have a daughter who is the next vice president or potentially president, or you might have a grandkid that is, like, you know, our grandparents, our ancestors, they probably didn't even think that would happen. They were just coming here. So it's pretty incredible. And it's no matter what your politics are, even if you're completely against Kamala and Biden and that's not your thing, which I think most of our listeners are on the same page, but let's just say you're not into that at all. To see a woman vice president.
Oh my gosh. It just warms my heart.
That there's been progress that's made in this country that you as a child or that your daughter doesn't have to dream to one day possibly marry a president, right? But they could become one. It's pretty incredible.
Great. It's great to see that. And it's great to see a woman of color as well. And that's just awesome. A woman and then a woman of color is just
so much
phenomenal.
Progress. And just to see the young kids who are saying, and even people our age, our friends, who say, this woman looks like me.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe our friend Erin, if I'm not incorrect, who said, you know, she rolls her hair at night like I do.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Because that's so underrepresented in
today's society.
Aspects of our country. So
I'm super excited and I can't wait. I mean, I just think she brings so much to the table. And then Joe Biden is just a very dependable. He seems like a very dependable kind of straight-laced guy that's right, you know, he's going to give it to you the exact way that it is. So I'm super excited. I think I'm glad that we have a choice finally after a week, right?
We know that
America has spoken.
Yes. I think they called it yesterday.
Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's great. Hopefully we can just get a concession and move on. I don't know that that'll happen.
I know, right?
Kind of read that there's going to be major MAGA rallies, and somebody said they were going to be just insane. We thought the pre-presidential rallies were crazy, these are supposed to be nuts, super spreader events. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I know that there's a mass exit of Facebook planned, apparently, according to Facebook. I guess a group, I don't know, well, I don't want to give them any publicity, but there's a certain group of conspiracy theorists, and they're encouraging their members to all go onto this new social media platform and leave Facebook. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but apparently that's where all of the new rallies are going to be spread and spoken about. So
is the thought that Facebook is biased in some way, so
they have to create
their own?
Yes, they think they're censored. They absolutely don't like fact-checking.
Oh, wow.
They're not a fan of the fact checks.
How can you not? I don't understand that. How can you not be a fan of fact-checking?
Because they say, right, and I know. But they say that the people checking the facts are slanted against them. So who are they to say what the facts are? So I don't know, I guess. But wow. It's just, you know, it's so interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what, 2020 brings. With all of this,
I mean, here we're coming down to the wire in 2020, right? If you want to get something, if something wild and crazy wants to happen, it's all ending on 2020 New Year's Eve, as far as I'm concerned. That's your last opportunity.
I know, you're one of those. I'm saying there's not a magical switch.
No, there is. There is.
January 1st, there's still going to be the
Here's
same
me believing.
Craziness.
There is a magical switch. Yeah. 2020 will be over. We'll drink the FU champagne for 2020, and we'll move
on.
Forward in 2021
yes.
in a world with rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I don't know. Social media might be changing a little bit, so I think that's something to follow. Maybe we'll watch that. But yeah, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing to have some separation, you know, because maybe if certain people have one group and certain people have another one, then you can believe what you want to believe, and we don't have to have so much arguing and bickering and fighting. Yeah. You can find your people and go, you know?
I know. I mean, there's a part of me that sort of agrees with that, but then the other part of me is like, hey, we are the United States of America.
Right.
We have had so much division the past 4 years. It has been ridiculous, and I was hoping and hopeful
we can come together.
That now is the time that we can come together and we can say, hey, we've made some mistakes. We've said some things we didn't mean. Here we are. We're at your door. Let's come together. Just kidding. I can't say.
Your single will be released next week.
Next week.
Follow us. Hashtag. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that we are there yet. I think maybe we can work towards that. But it would be nice to see, you know, so many families and friend groups and things like that kind of have broken apart because of politics and beliefs mm-hmm. and different things. So at some point it would be nice to see we agree, but I don't want to say we agree to disagree, because there are issues that you really can't agree
right.
to disagree
I agree
on
with that.
But on maybe some level we can find a way to make certain issues, like, these are non-negotiables, and then others, yeah, we can agree to disagree mm-hmm. and maybe we can come together and we can all realize this is universally bad and we just everybody is not okay with this, and this one over here is kind of black and white and there's a little gray to play around with. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but yeah, it would be nice to see more love, less hate, to be cheesy, but, you know, just to even just some peace.
I think it's just nice for me. I mean, I've still got a little unease, whole recount and where's your votes and all of this stuff. So I'm still checking my Twitter feed to see what the president is saying, which is not fun. And I'm looking forward to not having to do that and not having to be on edge about that all the time. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
But I really, you know, I agree. There are some non-negotiables for both sides of it. But I really think, I mean, we are America, and that's when we are our best, when we're working together and we come together. So.
I agree. And I just really hate the notion of saying they can only win if they cheat. Right.
Yeah.
And it's just so childish. And to see the people who are saying that, it's like, look, okay, if there is fraud, if there are mistakes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody who wants to overlook that.
No,
we want to find
all.
That and keep that right, because that's important, not just in the election. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's important for our democracy, but just
right.
in general. We want everything to just be correct. But to say, well, you can't win unless you cheat, is so ridiculous. People win, people lose. Just because you lost does not mean that somebody else cheated. So hopefully we can move past this.
Well, yeah, the part of that too is that then the other half of that coin was, but if I win, it's legit.
Right. That part is infuriating. And I don't care who you vote for if you can't look at that and see, okay, come on, dude. Like, so what you're saying is if I'm ahead, then those votes are absolutely correct and there's nothing wrong.
And stop counting.
Right. But if I'm wrong, then you must have cheated
and
there's fraud. Like, no, that's not how it works. We don't,
none
of us get away with that BS. So we certainly should hold our leaders to a much higher standard.
I agree.
So moral takeaway is we have a female in the White House.
Well, in the
office, one of the highest offices. And there's been progress that has been made. And
we have a first dude a second dude for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Is that the
official?
The second gentleman? No, I don't think
Let's say
second dude.
Let's say second dude from now
I think
on.
I just made that up. but
the second bruh.
The second. I think he's the second gentleman.
Yeah.
How
for
cool
sure.
is that?
And I think there has been some, like, I've seen a lot of people taking specific flags down in our neighborhood, and people are saying, hey, listen, we get it. This person won or whatever. So there has been some talk, and I think social media has been less angry in certain aspects. So yeah. Maybe we're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe they're just leaving for the other social media, whatever that's
yeah.
called.
Who knows? Crazy, crazy. So we had a suggestion from a reader, or from a reader.
A reader.
Yeah, we're writing the podcast.
We're now writing the podcast yeah. down. If you haven't checked it out, go to right. your local library.
And read it. But don't read it while you're driving, kids. We had a listener suggest a topic.
Okay.
So they sent in, so kind of along the lines of the game that we play, the I Dissent game, which people seem to love.
Nice.
Yeah, we got some good feedback on that. So they suggested we do an unpopular opinion. Game, and so they've sent a bunch of topics.
Oh my gosh, unpopular opinion.
So have you ever seen on Facebook where people will say unpopular opinion post, and then everybody just posts an unpopular opinion or supposed unpopular opinion?
Okay.
So they wanted us to do that, so we have the topics, and I printed out the email. I haven't read all of them. I saw a couple, but I didn't want to
pre-prepare. Oh, now I'm nervous.
I don't think there's anything majorly
okay.
crazy,
all
but
right.
it's just more fun stuff.
Bear with me in my unpopular beliefs.
Yes, but for me, okay, just the whole concept, like, is it really an unpopular? Like, how do you know it's unpopular? So... That's interesting.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right. Unpopular opinion number one. So they want us to give our opinions and see if we agree with their unpopular opinion.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Agree. 110%.
And I would say this. On my pizza, it does not belong.
If That's you, a way better way to put it.
Yeah, if you like pineapple, go for it. I think it's disgusting.
But let's not share a pizza if you like
no,
pineapple.
And I don't want to smell it. It's like you with pepper, which I should wait to see if this is one. But pepper, the smell of pepper, the taste of pepper, I despise it. I always have my
and
brother.
And I love it.
My brother, John, he loved pepper and I hated it. I didn't want to sit near him at the table when he would use it. It was just, that's all I can smell. It just, I have that reaction. But if you like pepper, fine. I just don't want to smell it. Same thing with pineapple. I don't want to smell you eating your pineapple pizza. I don't want to take a bite of it. There was this time.
Even I grew a pineapple and Jen would not take a bite
no,
I
took
of
a
the
test.
Fresh pineapple.
I
you
tested
did?
It, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
I took a taste test. It was okay. Like, it's not as bad as when I was a kid. And I think we more so had canned pineapple. So mm-hmm. it was like that smell of the juice and then
Well, I think
texture.
Sometimes back in the old days, the metal would leach out a little bit.
And was
bit
it more
into
acidic or something? I don't know.
I think
it was just.
It would leach out to the fruits a little better. A little, I don't know.
I don't know that my hatred had anything to do with metal. It was just like. I hated it. We
I
went
might
to
have completely made all that up.
I don't know. And you could be right. But my best friend and I went to Hawaii back in the day, and so we were around a lot of fresh, like amazing grown pineapple, and we went on this little cruise thing, this like dinner dolphin cruise, and that they were serving it and everybody was just obsessed, and I just couldn't do it. So pineapple does not belong anywhere near me, but if you want it on your pizza, go for it. But no, I don't think you should have it anyway. All right, so they said Harry Potter is overrated.
I hope that my niece and nephew don't listen to this, but I sort of agree with that. I think there are some people that absolutely love Harry Potter, and I am happy for you. I have tried to absolutely love Harry Potter, and there are parts of it that I enjoy. I more enjoy watching it through the eyes of my nephew and niece. I love, you know, how excited they get about it. So for me, I think it is a little overrated just for me, but not for the kids.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a big fan of it. I watched a movie. Did we watch two movies? I can't remember. And I think one, they're so long. I think the idea is awesome. I think I like the Quidditch part of it, and I love that people are fans, but I just can't get into it. I tried listening to it. I love the guy reading it, but couldn't get into that either. So I love that other people love it, but yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's overrated for me, but it's cool to see people who are excited about
yeah,
it.
I think. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, The Office is overrated.
I'm not... Okay, so I know The Office is super popular, and you love The Office, and a lot of people I know love The Office. but I never really got into it.
Yeah, that person's wrong.
I'm going to get some hate mail for sure. So I kind of agree with that person.
It's just so great. Like, if you've ever worked in an office, you have to relate to it.
And
it's
so funny. But I...
It's so great. It's an excellent show. And I think you're overrated if you don't like it. Just kidding. No, it's great. And I love the actors from the show. And they have a podcast. Two of them have a podcast that they break down the episodes and stuff. So, yeah. It nice. Is not overrated. It's an
and
excellent show.
And they've all
show.
Went on to do
yeah, John you know, Krasinski huge things, is right. massive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, the way that I found the bread book for all this wonderful bread that I bake is yeah. through one of them. They posted her nice. Link, and I found the bread author.
Was it Chris Pratt from there?
No, I don't think so. But
see,
yeah,
I'm not a big fan. So
yeah,
there
who
you
knows?
Go.
Maybe he was on an episode.
No,
I think
I don't
remember
think he
that.
Was. I don't. Let me get, hold on. I think he was on Parks and Recreation.
Oh, okay. So Parks Which I've Rec, heard that's a good yeah. show. I've seen an episode or two. Maybe I need to watch that.
Yeah. Maybe I need to watch The Office. So there
I think you,
go.
You do. I think you'd appreciate it. Gender reveals are overrated.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think it's so weird.
There's,
I don't understand it.
I don't think
it.
There should be a focus on that at all.
I mean, I know you're in that camp. I'm fine with I'm fine with saying I'm having a girl, I'm having a boy or whatever, but like to have like a party with cannons showing the color, like I don't get it. But if you've done it, cool, good for you.
Good for you if it's something you
not
like.
Our
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I mean, anything that brings you joy, and especially
yeah.
around a child.
But just our opinion, nah.
For me, it's overrated, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little... McDonald's fries are overrated.
No way. McDonald's fries are really, really good.
Right. I think McDonald's food in general, yes, absolutely overrated. But yes.
Their fries...
When they're right, when they're salty, I
and
like
warm,
the ones.
They gotta
yeah,
be
warm.
Warm
and
hot,
salty,
yeah.
And then I like a little bit of like sogginess. I think those are so good. And don't,
oh, really?
You like the crispy
yeah,
ones,
I like
right?
The crispy ones.
Not
yeah.
like the ones that are just a little soggy because they're just so perfect.
Yeah,
and good.
But I mean, and they're just salty enough. So it's, they're great. They are not.
Somebody
overrated.
That worked there, I think maybe when they were in high school or something, said that they would salt them in like the M, like the McDonald's
oh,
arches
how
shape.
Funny.
Like I think they had to do that. I wonder
that
if
was
that
a
was.
Corporate mandate.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody was in there checking. Oh, you did a little bit too much on the arch there. Hey, I'll take the extra salt, whatever. Okay, Wizard of Oz is overrated.
I like the Wizard of Oz, but I've been watching it. My mom started us on that years ago, so I've been watching it for so many years, and I enjoy it. And I know you love the Wizard
it's
of Oz.
It's one of my favorite movies yeah. of all time. It used to come on every year at Thanksgiving. And it would be on the TV. And when I was 2 years old, we recorded it on a tape. And I still have that tape. Ah! And it's got some of the best commercials. We lived in New Jersey, right near New York City at the time. And so I have like all the old New York commercials. And Billy Crystal
oh,
was
fun!
One of them. You know, and the song that I played for the kids with the McDonald's yeah. commercial, that was on that
oh,
tape.
Oh, how fun.
So that too, just that whole part of it made yeah. it even more exciting. But I always loved it. I did a report in college. We had to do a report on a movie. I did a report on that. So yeah. It is not overrated. You are overrated if you think that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think it's a great movie.
I do too. I enjoy it, definitely. And it's timeless. I mean, you know, yes. still today, kids today still know what it is.
Yeah, and it's great. Like, mm-hmm. who doesn't like it? I have heard of people being scared of it before, but...
Yeah.
But then when you really look at it, like, I don't...
But as
it's
a kid,
so cheesy.
I mean... I mean, you know, that whole laugh and Maybe. The Wicked Witch and all that. I mean, and then the guy behind the curtain. I
yeah.
mean, that can be scary.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never found it scary, but I can see where some kids
yeah.
would, for
I think
sure.
I would, too.
So maybe if you're scared, fine. But if you just don't like it, come on. Give it another chance. This year, watch it.
Watch it. What yeah. else are you doing? Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Okay. Brownies. The edge is overrated. The center is better.
This is a tough one.
I'll take that one because I agree. I love the center. I don't like the edge. I know that's popular and then they make pans, so there's a lot more
yeah.
edge. But no, I like the center. I like the squishy.
I kind of like the center too, but I also like the edge. I am a all-around brownie enjoyer.
So you'll take any
I
kind?
I can't say that one way or the other
is
overrated.
Oh, what about this is not one, but do you put frosting on your brownies?
I would, yeah.
No, I think
But
that's
I love
wrong.
Frosting. How about ice cream?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Warm
I just,
brownie, cold ice cream.
I think I just like the plain brownie. I don't need ice cream on it. I just want, and I don't want a huge piece, just a little piece
Vanilla
of the chocolatey
ice cream.
Brownie.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Can we have brownies?
Go for it. They're back in, gosh, I think I was in college. I worked at this small place and I used to make brownies and it was just a box mix. But this was back, like, I feel like things back then were better, you know, like the mixes were better. Remember when you would go to Sonic and it was the green lime slush, but instead of this fresh fruit nonsense, it was like that glowing green.
Fresh fruit nonsense.
Yes. Like
instead of this healthy fresh fruit, right. It was
who is
slimy
thinking,
green stuff.
Exactly. Like who's thinking, oh, I want to be healthy. Let me get a slushy. Like, no, you want sugar, good tasty sweetness. The brownies back then, the fudge packet seemed a little bit bigger, yeah. And they were so good. I would take those brownies again. Hmm. All right. Holiday inflatable decorations are overrated.
I don't agree with that. I love them.
I think they're fun. And even, like, there are those people who... So we have one, and it's such a cool one. And we won't tell the story of how we got it because we could go to jail. And no, I'm just kidding.
Not
but
really.
No, but we got it on sale, but it wasn't really on sale. But somehow we got it. We just got really lucky that it was mismarked. And we didn't know it until we got home. And then we called the store, and they said it was fine. But we won't tell the whole story. So, but it's a cool one. It's got, like, Santa that, like, comes out of this window.
Yeah.
And so that's fun. But even the people who have, like, 100, like, all they did was just throw up every one that they ever found in their yard.
Yeah.
It's still fun to look at.
Yeah.
You know? And even if, yeah, it might be a little tacky, it's still fun.
I think they're fun. Do you remember that house in Little Rock that was kind of across the street from us? And they had just moved in or something, and they bought that huge bear that was as tall as, like, a tree. I mean, it was so tall. And then the wind was blowing, and that poor bear was just, like, flying across.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God. It was huge.
And I saw a Santa one that was even bigger than that somebody had. I think that's fun. I just think it's so cool. It just, I don't know. I love them.
I mean, I like them a lot.
Well, what's that?
And then our neighbor, Little Rock, remember what they had?
Oh, it was, like, a toilet and
outhouse.
Santa, yeah. That's hilarious. It was so cute and fun. And, like, that's a memory.
Yeah.
I don't always remember your little lights that you had, but I'll remember your
blow-up.
Yeah.
And then we had that house in the neighborhood that had only blow-ups, and they had some really cool ones.
It's just cool to see, you know?
I love Christmas decorations, and I'm so excited. I cannot wait to decorate for Christmas.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful.
I do not think they're overrated.
I don't either.
Okay.
What is that Christmas movie where they have the Frosty on top? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the Santa Claus or something, maybe? No?
It's got him in it, but...
But it's something else. I don't know.
I can't remember it
because
right
the community like does it,
but they all do
Frosty.
We have to watch that movie. That's such a good movie. This isn't one, but let's just see. I'll just make one in here.
Okay.
Christmas movies are overrated.
I know you love Christmas movies. For me, I like them. My favorite is the Christmas Vacation. That's my favorite national anthem.
Well, I think that one's a little overrated, but it's great.
I love
it. It's
that
good.
One.
I have that ornament. It's my favorite ornament. But
yeah,
but how can they be overrated? I understand that the ones on the Hallmark Channel are the same. The same plot
it's the same
in every
plot.
Movie.
They fall in love. They move away.
What's going to happen?
They're away from their family, and they fall in love, and then...
No, what happens is, okay, there's always one person, and they become a Scrooge, and they hate Christmas, right?
For whatever reason.
They're mad. Sometimes it's a girl, sometimes it's a boy, and they're just mad. And usually they work in New York City, and they're an executive. And they hate Christmas, and everybody around them says, Merry Christmas, and they say,
Bah
humbug,
humbug,
and they're mad. And then something happens, and they're sent on assignment, and they have to go somewhere. And it's usually some town like Christmas Tree Town, right? And they fall in love with this guy who has a Christmas tree farm.
Mm-hmm.
But then we find out, plot twist, the Christmas tree farm is bankrupt. And they, being from New York City, and the smart business person who also hates Christmas, is the only one in the world who has the brains to fix the Christmas tree farm.
Oh, yes.
And then they end up getting married, and they stay, and then they have little Christmas tree babies. However... It's still fun to watch every single time, even though you know what's going to happen. I mean, you can tell what is about to happen within the first 2 seconds of the film, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still love it. And it means that you're in the season. Love Actually is such a great movie.
I was going to ask you, what was the name of that movie that's your favorite? Love it. And I like that because the music in it is super fun.
And it's not that one somehow became controversial. People absolutely hate it.
Why?
Well, because it promotes cheating and all this other BS. But it's a great movie. And people just need to have that suspension of disbelief and just get in the spirit and like a good movie. And it's just more about tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Christmas a lot is like about New York and then now London because of some of these movies. So seeing that just puts you in the spirit.
Yeah.
So quit hating on my Christmas movies, people.
It's Speaking of London, I wonder if Prince Harry and Meghan will go back for Christmas, because, you know, that's a big thing.
Yeah. I don't know. You should follow up. That could be your 2020 next week.
And, oh, I mean, what are they going to do? And they have the baby now?
Who knows?
Gosh, how will Santa know? Like, how will he know not I think to go to London?
I read that maybe they took a Christmas picture last weekend or something. Oh. I could be remembering wrong, but maybe they did without them, to kind of like William did it to show them, like, you know. So I don't know. There could be drama in the family. I don't follow them close enough to know.
I don't either, but I just, when we mentioned London, it made me think of them.
Yeah, we need somebody who's a royals expert to tell us.
Let us know.
Yeah, for sure. So, what do you think about coffee? Because somebody here says coffee is overrated.
Coffee is not overrated. Coffee is how I make it through a day sometimes.
We like a good cup of coffee. I don't know. Like, I get it if you don't like it, because we all have different tastes.
Oh, I grew into the taste. Like, it's not something you're born with. Like, that and beer, you have to grow into it, right?
I'm still not there with beer. Beer is overrated to me. However, yeah.
Coffee is not overrated.
Yeah, and there's just, you gotta like coffee. Come on.
Yeah.
It's not overrated. Yeah. I love it. But then at the same time, I've stopped drinking coffee before and I was fine. I didn't feel like I had to have it.
Right.
But yeah, it's good stuff. Reese's peanut butter cups are overrated.
I don't think so. I think they're delicious.
I think they're so good. I think some people like probably like them more than I do, but I think they're amazing. I had this friend in high school who called them Reese's. That always annoyed me. So that is overrated if you call it
the wrong name. Well, they do have an S.
I mean, Reese's, like, though? Nobody says Reese's.
I don't know,
but she did.
So I think they are not overrated.
Yeah, they're fine. Donuts are overrated.
Donuts are not overrated, especially Krispy Kreme, because if you get them warm, they are so melt-in-your-mouth delicious.
To me, donuts are 100% overrated. I don't love them. I can eat them sometimes.
It's
but
almost
then,
like I'm listening to the Charlie Brown movie when you talk about donuts.
Wah, 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 wah. They, like, yeah, I don't. And so then Florida, okay, we might have talked about this before, but Florida finds a way to ruin stuff
for
us.
Oh, come on.
They do. You know this is true. We went to this bagel place that in Missouri and Arkansas
consistently
make it.
Yeah.
Like, here, it's trash. Like, the topping is not right. It does, and I've given them multiple tries, and it's still not good. Same thing with Krispy Kreme. It had been probably a good year since we had a Krispy Kreme donut. Yeah. We just happened to be in St. Pete near one, went through it, and it was so bad. It didn't taste like a regular Krispy Kreme. Because you're right, whenever you get them, like once a year when I get them and they're warm and they're
so
nice, they're
good.
So
they
good.
They just
usually
melt in your mouth, yeah.
But no, these were not.
No.
So I'm over donuts. I can't really. But yeah, you do love them. Pumpkin spice is overrated.
No, I love pumpkin spice.
I also agree with this person that it is overrated.
No!
There are some things that are good, and once a year, it's nice to have the pumpkin bread and the pumpkin whatever, but
I love it.
And then that coffee that you love is just too much. Like, I don't know. I don't, there's something about it that's cool. That means fall is here and all that, but yeah, I'm just not obsessed with it. It always smells better than it tastes, I think.
I like it a lot. In fact, I want some of that coffee.
Go for it. All right, the show Friends is overrated.
Yeah.
This one, if I have to say the same thing again, you are overrated. Because, okay, this is like high school, college. It sums up. There's not enough to say about it. Like, just remember when Friends was out and just you wanted to be one of the friends. And I remember watching it live when it was actually just airing.
Yeah.
It was so good and so funny. And Chandler was just so, like, it just seemed like, I don't know how you could think it's overrated.
I never really got that into it. Maybe just the age difference in us. So, like, wasn't ER on after?
Yeah, but aren't
Friends?
You the same age as these people? Like, let me see.
But I know, but when did it come out, you know? I mean, we don't have to air my age on the podcast, Jen. But I think that it's just, I mean, I think it is a good show, and when we watch it occasionally or something, I laugh, right?
It came out, I think, in 94, mm-hmm. maybe?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just thought it was so great and so, like, it was just such a good show. And, like, every episode, it was funny and it was so relatable, even though it was unrelatable. Like, who could live in New York City with, you know, these jobs that they had and afford this amazing apartment they had?
Yeah.
However, somehow it seemed relatable, just the different things that the characters went through and the interactions with each other and the comedy. It's mm-hmm. genius.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it is rated.
I agree. And they all went on to be mega successful, you know.
Right. I mean, so, come on. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. Courtney Cox. She's great, too. So
Star Wars is overrated.
I kind of agree with this one, too. I don't know. Like, I
we might get some
really
hate
gotten into it.
For this.
I'm probably going to get a lot of hate.
I guess because these Star Wars folks are legit. But, yeah, I could do
I wish I liked
it.
Because I've seen, you know, like, there are great family traditions where they sit and watch all the Star Wars together, you know?
I think that's the thing with that and Harry Potter and some of these other things. It's just, like, if you could be that person mm-hmm. that loved it and obsessed over it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we have, you know, you have a cousin that has a tattoo from one of the shows, and it's like, to be that level of excited and to get into something like that would be really cool. I remember back in the day, my brother had a game, a Star Wars video game, and that was cool. It was like the pod racing game. So that was cool, but, like, people are so into it. Like, it's life-changing for people, and it's just, like, it's okay
well,
to
when
me.
We were at Universal and we got to do the
The rides
Star
are cool.
Wars ride, and then we got to see the ship and the stormtroopers, and that was really cool. Okay.
And I think that's where R2-D2 and C-3PO are, right?
Yeah,
the Star Wars. Yeah, I think like that I remember from childhood, but then like that's
they were
it.
Selling the drink. What was it, green milk or something?
I think there was something about that.
It was water.
Like I think that is one of those things that you have to be into. So I think it's, I don't think it's overrated because I don't think that many people would be that obsessed with it, but just personally it's overrated because I could.
Just for me.
Yeah. I could do without ever seeing it
and
be fine.
Yeah. Great series. Yeah.
This one, I might have to fight this.
Uh-oh.
Somebody says that dogs are overrated.
No, I don't think so.
No way. They're the best things. Yeah. They're better than most people.
Well,
but
they are better than most people.
Yeah, legitimately.
Sure.
I mean, and for me, like, I more love my own dogs than other people's dogs. So I'm not one of those people that, like, every single dog I see, I'm obsessed with, right?
Yeah.
Like, we do have friends that are that way.
Yeah.
Like, some dogs I just don't like. They're not cute. Like, they're just, okay, I can see where maybe if you haven't met the right dog, but there is nothing better than my little pup. I've had her for 17 years, and she's just such, like, the perfect dog, and she is not overrated.
No, I don't think dogs
are
overrated.
Yeah, and how, like, but I question people who hate dogs. Like,
they bring so much joy to people and companionship and all of those great
and
things.
And nowhere else will you ever find, like, every time you walk in the door, you could be gone for 2 seconds. They are
like,
so excited
home.
To see you.
Yeah,
like, you
so
had
exciting.
Been gone. Like, nobody's ever going to be that excited to see you in your life.
Right.
Every single time you're gone.
Right.
So they're just maybe that feeling of, like, maybe there's a bit of narcissism in that. Where, like, it's nice to be obsessed by something. I don't know. But, yeah, dogs are not overrated. Okay, last one that we have here. Milk is overrated.
I like milk. I don't think it's overrated, especially with cookies.
Yeah, I could go without ever drinking milk again. I haven't drank milk since I was a child. Like, I'm one of those people that thinks it's for baby cows, it's not for humans, mm-hmm. and I don't like it. I'm fine with ice cream, cheese, but I just don't drink milk. So yeah, I'll agree with that one. Milk is overrated to me.
But you couldn't have ice creams and cheese without it.
How can you not? You have oat milk, you have milk, you have so many things.
Yeah, I guess you could have.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could go forever. Like,
out milking the almonds.
Yeah. You could go out and milk the oats in the barn. No, I mean, like, and two, maybe it's partly, like, if milk was in chips, because if milk is in chips, then, yeah, then milk is a necessity, because I love my chips.
In
but,
chips?
Yeah. But I'm not as big a, like, ice cream is good, but I could go without probably ever having it again, just because that's not my thing, so I'm just not a huge dairy, but cheese, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have it. But drinking milk, like, I think they're just talking about drinking milk. That to me is overrated.
Yeah. I like it with cookies or sweet stuff.
I don't even have it in my cereal. Like, I've, since a child, I have had I think maybe really young I had it, but I have dry cereal. If I have cereal, cereal to me is overrated.
I like cereal a lot. I like cereal and milk. My dad used to put cornbread in his milk. He probably still does.
Cornbread?
So. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Like, put it in your milk and then drink
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you pour a glass of milk and you crumble up cornbread in it and have cornbread milk.
Don't you choke on the little cornbread crumbs?
Well, you eat it with a spoon. Yeah, it's like chunks of cornbread.
I'm confused.
It's very good. It's like it turns it into sort of like a parfait or something.
It sounds like soupy cornbread. Interesting. Well, if that's your thing, why not?
It's good.
I will pass. But I'm glad you like it. If you like it, go for it. You
go
know?
For it.
We all
yeah.
have our own tastes.
What are we going to do?
Yeah. Who cares? So do you have a 2020 thing of the week?
I do. Hurricane Eta, ETA. You guys heard about this hurricane that's just like spinning around in the Gulf. It's already been, I think, to Guatemala and some other places. And now it's back and it's going, I think, towards the Keys. But then now they think it's turning up and going up towards the mainland and might not impact us here. So... it's just kind of drunk. Like, the hurricane's just kind of drunk, you know, like 2020.
Like everything in 2020.
Yeah, just kind of floating around out there, trying to figure out where to go. Been a lot of places, but needs another shot, I guess.
Well, it can stay away. I will say that, you know, since moving to Florida, we have not experienced a real hurricane. Because that one we left, we went back, we didn't leave because of the hurricane. We just happened to be traveling yeah. at the same time that it was here. And then it ended up not being as bad as they thought right. it would be. So, I don't know. I don't want to see a hurricane with destruction. But there is something a little bit exciting about, like, watching it and yeah. thinking it's coming. And so, I don't know. But I don't want a 2020 hurricane.
No.
We can wait until next year and one
My
can just
gosh, yes.
casually come in. So, but it is fun to go to the beach after the storm has come in because
yeah.
the best shells come in.
Most,
so.
Yeah, mostly the shells are nice yeah. for sure.
All right. So, we'll skip the I Descent this week since
okay.
we had...
A
basically
lot of questions.
A ton of I Descent.
We've had a lot of questions.
Yeah, so I'll just pick one and put that on our I Descent Instagram, and you guys can tell us. I might share some of these in our stories, and
yeah.
then you guys can respond, and let's see who.
Let us know what you think. See
yeah.
if you agree with us. Anything
yeah.
is overrated or not overrated.
I know. Or have we made you want to fight us? Like, who knows?
Bring it on, okay?
Bring it.
No, remember, come together.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys don't want me to have to sing again, so we've got to start coming together.
We have to be nice to each other. Play nice.
Share your toys.
Right.
Yes.
Otherwise, but if you disagree with us on some of these, you should have your toys taken away from you. So there.
That's
so
right.
Thanks again for joining us. This has been crazy. We made it past episode 25. Remember, we had a guest on that said, like, can you do this until 25?
Yeah.
And if you can go beyond that you might have something that's going to last. So we
yeah.
might have a podcast that's going to make it. We'll see.
We might have something that's going to last.
I guess we'll see you back at 50 and we can check ourselves
then.
Yeah,
check ourselves at 50.
That'll be almost a year, which is
wow.
crazy. If we can do this for a full year, that'll just be insane.
That will be insane.
We never thought, you know? So
no,
this is
yeah.
fun.
This is fun.
Thanks for always joining us and for the feedback. And we've met some cool people just through doing this.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We hope to do some more of that. We've got a couple guests that agreed to do this. We're kind of pushing it out just a little bit because we've had such a hectic schedule lately.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pushing it out a bit, but we have some lined up. So I'm kind of wanting to go into January before I get people, but I might see about December
yeah.
a little bit. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted, but we will get some fun guests on here that I think you guys are going to love.
Yep. All right. Thanks for joining us.